Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Since everybody has borrowed Winnie, I want him to be loaned to me for a moment. Because at the end, whenever at a certain time, when we make a watchman decision, whoever needs, they feel like they need a hug from Winnie, you will care. You will tonight from the official watchman Winnie. This is a wonderful, full of love, but Winnie also can turn into a fierce warrior to defend her cubs, and you are her cubs too. This was what A.A. Milne was in the First World War, wasn't it? The Second World War. That's wonderful. And I remember, especially when our little ones were growing up, Winnie was also favorite in our family too. I mean, it's so wonderful. So Winnie is going to participate in tonight's watch. So I just want you to know. So people who will get a recording of this watch tonight, and they look in Korea and China, we have people following us across the world. They will wonder, what is this bear doing? We're going to name this Winnie a watchman bear. A mighty prayer warrior, but an awesome gift of comfort. So Winnie could even lay hands, possibly. We could. Okay, all right, I will withdraw. He could sit here with me and receive the word. Right? Yeah, Winnie? Winnie is watching you. I think he's going to worship with us tonight. When Cindy brought Winnie up, for a moment I thought she was going to say that when all the animals were there in the stable in Bethlehem with the birth of Jesus, Winnie or his ancestors way up there were there. Who is to argue that one of Winnie's ancestors, maybe two, were there? We need to come up with some kind of theological apologetic for that. But we don't need
it. Yay!
Yes. And in their wisdom, they have had a bear. Wonderful, Armand. I appreciate that. Yes, give Armand a big clap. In fact, give the worship team a big clap. We're going to worship the Lord tonight. But we are loaded with blessings here. Because this is not only a time for anticipating Christmas and just getting in the Christmas glory, but this is also, talk about double. Say double.
Double.
We get a double portion. This is also, this is Hanukkah. This is the fourth day of Hanukkah. And Hanukkah was where the Maccabees revolted against the very evil Antiochus Epiphanes. anyway, and they were able to defeat the evil, and they were able to cleanse the temple. And then they lit the candles, the lamp, and they had oil for only one day. But supernaturally, in the temple, the lamp kept on burning for eight more days. So that was a great tradition. By the way, Wikipedia and all the others, part of one of the little notable things that I took note, and especially want to let my wife know this, and she needs to pay attention to the word being preached. Good. That one of the traditions of Hanukkah, and you can check me out, is that you make it a point during Hanukkah to eat sweet fried foods like donuts and things like that. Just little notable things for some of you men who are looking for an excuse to eat some more donuts. That could be part of the Hanukkah official celebration in Wikipedia. And that's something you didn't know. But right now, right here, on our show, we're going to welcome Heather, Bonnie.
Because Heather handed the baton off to me because she said she never can get these things to light. So
yes, and you are going, and then I'm going to blow the shofar.
All right. So part of the yes. Hanukkah, we know the story. It comes from real history, even though it's not in our Bibles because it happened after. But it is the story of when the enemies of Israel had ransacked and taken over their nation, and especially their temple, and had desecrated it entirely. When the Jewish people, the watchmen, if you will, that valiant remnant, when they were able to repossess the temple territory, the one thing that they were responsible for was to make sure that the menorah was actually a symbol of the Holy Spirit, that the menorah never went out in the temple. And they had to have special oil that was made especially for the lamp, and it had to go through a purifying process that lasted 7 days. And when they went into the temple, the enemies that had come through had broken all the seals of the holy oil. And they found one that had not been desecrated. And so they rejoiced and they lit what is called the servant candle.
Wow.
Represents Jesus. It's the center candle, and in the Hanukkah, in the menorah, the servant candle is the one where you would pour the oil and the oil would run to all the other lamps to keep them lit. And so it is a symbol of abiding in Jesus. The light of the world allows us to keep our lamps lit, if you will. So they lit the servant candle. And then as the days went by, they had light for one day. And that was supposedly all the light they should have had from that oil. But miraculously, the little cruse of oil multiplied. And they had light for another night. And yet again, it multiplied. They had light for a third and a fourth. And because this is the fourth night of Hanukkah, for now, that's all we'll light. But the miracle is that the Lord provided oil and multiplied it to re-illumine the temple as a symbol of the abiding faithful presence of the Shekinah, the Holy Spirit. And so it's a very special time for us as Christians to recognize that the Holy Spirit continually pours into us day by day, that our lamp may stay lit. So, happy Hanukkah.
Amen. We ask, as we blow the shofar, Lord, release supernatural oil, more oil for your church, for every believer. And we are so grateful for Israel and for Jerusalem that we always and will not forget that you and I have a debt to Israel. That Jesus himself said, salvation is of the Jews. So even right now, we honor this particular last few days have been significant. And I am believing and standing for every one of you and all of us here and America to receive a special blessing, because after 50 years where Israel came into possession physically of Jerusalem, America, just a few days ago, led by our president, President Trump, recognized and officially said, we recognize that Jerusalem is the undivided capital of Israel. That has been many, many forces, a lot of dark forces, have tried to dispossess Israel of Jerusalem. But that we have taught before, and we will teach again on focusing on blessing Israel and Jerusalem, because this is the place that the Lord, our Messiah, Jesus Christ, is going to come back. He has promised. And it's very important for us to know that that's part of our eternal destiny, that we will keep blessing, that in the coming days, that as we bless Israel, we, our families, will prosper and be blessed. So we say tonight, God bless Jerusalem, God bless Israel, and a special, wonderful, may God bless America. So we thank you, Lord, that as we bless your name and blow the shofar, we declare, may God arise and his enemies be scattered. I want you to all stand and give a big shout as I blow the shofar. All right? If anybody else has a shofar, they can blow it with me. All righty. Are we ready? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Give the Lord another big clap offering. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. You may be seated. And then in a little while, we're going to come unseated and worship the Lord. One of the things it's important for us to recognize, at this time of Christmas, all of that wonderful shopping and anticipating that we are... there is a purpose as we worship. And even though we want to get into worship and praise and celebration, which I really want to get, because there's an atmosphere, a sense God is releasing, and I want to affirm it. I felt like even today God affirmed it, for I'll tell you in a moment. But I want to congratulate each of you here that you have come, that you are in the watch, that you're a watchman physically. That those who cannot, there are others who are tuning in from Texas, from Jamaica, from other places across in Brazil, and other many people contact us saying, we are watching you. In Germany, the whole lots of people's groups that are watching us in different cities, in Switzerland also. So we're grateful for all those who watch and pray with us. But I wanted to point out to you that there was a real miracle. We take note of miracles and steward miracles. And if you can, write them down. Somehow the Lord gave me some kind of insight, wisdom. Wasn't doing it for any particular purpose, except I was so excited about miracles I saw around me that I started keeping a journal with dates, with specifics. I saw this and I was just excited by saying, wow, God is alive. And he's doing miracles right now all around me, and I'm going to take note of it. And as I started doing it, then it became an official journal that when one of the leading Catholic charismatic publishing house called us and said, very notable at that time, more than 40 years ago, but this was in the late 80s, then they called me, either 87 or 88, I forget now which exact date. I should have made a note of that too, because they said, God told us to publish your book. And I turned around and said, what book? I said, yeah, God told us to publish your book. I said, inside, I said, I don't have any book. I've not written anything. And Bonnie pointed out, I had been keeping notes of all the things that had happened. And basically, quite a bit of our first book, Only Love Can Make a Miracle, was our noting down all the miracles we had seen God do around us. And it's still today, it is important as watchmen, you are anointed watchmen, and you are a watchman that's not just in the natural. You are, angels are with you. The word of God is with you. Your prayers are anointed to give breakthrough to nations. So you are a unique kind of watchman. And so I want us to keep note of some of that. So at the beginning of this week, Monday, there was, if you will remember, a terrorist tried to blow up and kill several people. They said he could have killed many people with his bomb. And yet, it blew up on himself. And it fizzled out. You remember that? So, his name was Akayed Ullah. And he was a Bangladeshi Islamic extreme radical ISIS sympathizing terrorist. But if you will remember, several weeks ago and then recently, as we had heard reports of ISIS wanting to terrorize and do terrorist things in America and in different parts of the world, we had during this watches, we had prayed specifically, and it was part of our watch focus. So you can look back and see where we did it and said, we literally said, may those devices blow up on themselves, any terrorist act, and God answered it. I'm grateful, aren't you, that innocent people were not clipped. Yeah, give the Lord a big clap. And I wanted to talk about something else, but I felt like the Lord wanted me to take note, because this is your prayers and my, this is your worship and praise and thanksgiving. You are seeing the Lord answered right in front of your eyes. That God, say, God answers prayer. Because it's to build you up, and that it is very imperative that we do not forget our mission, our purpose, that serious things are happening and you are shaping these events. And in the name of the Lord, we are taking authority and we are seeing wonderful things happen and miracle turnarounds. So it is, part of it is just showing us again, God says, I'm using you in a mighty way. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep on even more. Get in fire for prayer. More worship and praise. And take this to heart that it is awesome. And so, even this Christmas season, as we, Thanksgiving passed and we were started, I happened to go the next day after Thanksgiving out somewhere in town. And they were playing out in the shopping centers, all of that. They were playing the Christmas carols. And I said, yes, sir. Yes, something is happening. And I remember something happened late afternoon, early evening, that we got some packages, two packages. And so Bonnie and Heather opened them. And there were gifts from a ministry and a man that 20 years ago, during Christmas time, about 20 years ago, December 9th. So it was during the season, and I was in Texas, but is it 2001? Yeah, okay. So approximately 17, 18 years ago. And as we were singing Christmas carols, but I entered and I started seeing things, and the glory was there. So that's one thing I want to point out, is that as we worship, the atmosphere, your singing changes the atmosphere, and there is something creative. As we talk about Christmas, remember, as the angel gives the word, Mary becomes pregnant. And I want to say, in the atmosphere, as we sing, may you get pregnant with more miracles. May you get pregnant with breakthrough. May you get pregnant with the healing anointing to see people healed of cancer. The glory is there. So as the atmosphere was just wonderful, Christmas time, singing Christmas carols. And I pointed to this man and I said, I see this vision for you. Da 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 da. And and he recognizes and has my picture on this thing. There is a major attraction that has attracted hundreds of thousands of people. There is an exhibition on a mountain of some of the great sculptures about Jesus. And the whole thing is called the Coming King. And there are giants. The man I prophesied over is one of the leading sculptors in America. And I gave him the vision, and he said, this is the vision, and it's going to come to pass. So he just tracked on it, and it has now become, outside of Kerbal, God gave him a mountain worth, that's one of his sculpture called the Coming King. And it's on this mountain that after the prophetic word, he believed that word, and God gave him this whole mountain of and several, but more than 25 acres of property that in some of the choicest place in Texas. And so now it has become a major prayer garden with giant cross and all of that. It is just something to behold. And thousands have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I met Brother Max this time on this trip. He came to say, "You began it." And he has my picture at those prayer gardens. Look, yeah, they are there, all of these. And people, thousands and thousands, have gotten baptized in the Holy Spirit. And they all testify the glory, golden glory, falls on them. And Brother Max is not shy. He tells everybody. And he has got CDs and all that available about the glory coming on almost everybody who gets filled with the Spirit there. So the reason I'm sharing this, I don't think I've ever publicly shared this story here. But, oh, there he is. And he has my picture. See, and that's part of the permanent picture exhibition on that mountain. Oh, he has the date, December. Said, what does he say? I can't read it. Yeah, so that's the prayer garden. Because we, almost every Christmas, as far as I remember, he sends a gift to us. One time it was a giant sword. And he is at the TBN headquarters, has one of these awesome statues of the coming king. And we have a small one in our house. But all of it, all of that to just say, when we sing these songs, it creates an atmosphere of glory. And the glory gets you pregnant. And in that glory, I saw the whole thing coming to pass. And I prophesied over him. And tonight, I want to say, as we sing, as we worship, get in the creative glory. Get pregnant with the blessing and glory. I feel we are getting pregnant in these coming days and even tonight with what's going to happen and breakthroughs that we're going to see in the coming year. Each of you, I want you to get just something. And can we get pregnant? Yeah, men and women can get. Max got pregnant with the glory of the whole thing, and he claimed that mountain, and God gave it to him. People, I mean, there's another story. I mean, it's amazing how a major property owner, God spoke to him, and he said, "Well, if this is a word from you that I'm supposed to give him this mountain, Lord, I want you to have these." I think it was eagles or some bird. He said, "If this is you, I need a real word from you and confirmation. So I'm going to close my eyes. And if I see this bird over my head, I will say it's you." He opened his eyes and there were 10 flying over his head. Not one. I mean, and and it came from the glory. So, I mean, and I believe, I just sensed tonight that there is something circling over you. And we are going to take that vision and make it come to pass. It may be something for your children. It may be something for you. It may be something for finances. Whatever it is, we are going to get pregnant with more miracles and breakthroughs and healings. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Amen? And so I'm excited about the season we are entering, and that, and I saw like God's Christmas tree, whatever some of the people have theological pickiness about, no, oh, I don't know about this. I say, hey, God can put a Christmas tree in my house or in my life anytime he wants to, and put all kinds of packages. I want you in the realm of the glory to imagine a wonderful Christmas tree, and you are a child of God, and you run up to it and say, Father, what kind of Christmas gift am I getting? So I want you, the other thing I want to list was 10 plus gifts that God already has. And I want you to recognize them. And you might want to list, but here is something that's part of your package list. God is giving you, at this Christmas, he's saying, I've already given you salvation. Most awesome gift, that it is eternal life. You are going to be with the Lord celebrating, and that you should have no fear of the future. There is no greater gift than salvation. And it was given through the birth of Jesus Christ. And of course, it's birth, death, and resurrection. Ephesians 2 says, God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Say, it is a gift from God. Second, he gives you supernatural peace in the midst of all that we see around. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. No matter how stressful situations are, you can rely on God's shalom, on peace. Thirdly, he is guaranteeing you that you are going to have a whole supply of provision. Philippians 4:19 says, and this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. My God is supplying all my needs in 2018. Amen? Turn to your neighbor and say, God is supplying all my needs in 2018. Hallelujah. Fourthly, he's giving you an infinity iPhone. Yeah, even Apple has not heard it. They have an iPhone 10, but this is an iPhone infinity, that anytime you can call on God and his line is open and he is listening. And Mark 11:24 says, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you have received, it will be yours. Say, it's mine. So that line is always open to the Lord. That's your infinity iPhone. Fifthly, he is giving you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Say, I'm getting joy for the whole year. Hallelujah. John 15:11. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. So put your hand on your heart. Say, my joy is overflowing now and in 2018. And Luke 17:21 says, This is number six. You won't be able to say, here it is, or it's over there, for the kingdom of God is already among you. What that means is the kingdom and all its provision is available to us at all times because Jesus Christ lives within you. Number seven, this was something that was important to me years ago. I've said it once in a while, that when I was a Hindu and the presence of God came and I knew the Lord wanted me to turn my life over to Jesus Christ, it was almost a heartbreaking thing, the reality for me was that if I received Jesus, all my family and friends were Hindu, that they would basically turn their backs on me and would not be able to relate to me. And I said, Lord, what about my family? What about my friends? And I heard the Lord clearly say, I will give you family and friends 1,000-fold. And believe me, God has kept his word. And here is part of my family here. You are, Bonnie and I say often, we are so grateful for the All Nations Church family. And the Lord has allowed us to be able to travel on behalf of his kingdom. We're just coming back from Belgium and from Switzerland and from East Germany. And Anders and Gabby came to our meetings in Germany, and they drove a few hours to be, and they're family. It was so great to see them and to meet new members of our family there in Germany. It was so wonderful. And we got to see Rick Van Nesta and all his gang in Belgium. Then we got to see the Kellers, who are like family to us in Switzerland. And we say, wow, all of these, you have filled us with riches. And some of you, there are multiple thousands of family, your family members you have not seen. They are your spiritual family. And when you get to heaven, you're going to eternally have time to meet some of these and fellowship with them as long as you want. So it's God, through the birth of Jesus, has making this available to us. And that's number eight. It brings me to that the grace of God, his unmerited favor, is resting on you. So that's part of the package. It's grace. One of the packages under your Christmas tree is grace. Say grace. And more grace. And number nine is healing, supernatural healing. There are people who used to, way back, that I don't hear it too much, but way back when, 40 plus years ago, when we came into the baptism of the Holy Spirit and believed, wow, God heals people, and we saw more and more. Now, we still need to get into more of the anointing to see 100% healing. But we see so much, and we celebrate all of that healing. And that God, that's part of our inheritance, that we can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Amen? Hallelujah. Part number 10, that one of the package, it's John 10:10, that Jesus says, the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give abundant life. Say abundant life. So, as we sing, I told the worship team to just be prepared tonight that we are just going to sing a couple of, it might be two or it might be three, Christmas carols. And that as we sang, I saw that vision in the glory for this wonderful man in Texas who built a whole mountain glorifying him through that prophetic word. May you receive and get pregnant with vision for more things. Some of you, I want to get pregnant for more books. I want to get pregnant. May the Lord, there's someone here tonight, you're going to get pregnant with a vision for a new business. And that it may be an internet business or something that the Lord, or it may be, you might be listening and watching this broadcast. And I want to prophesy you that there will be a new business that you're pregnant with that is going to be able to supply you and your family's needs in the coming years in a mighty and awesome way. Hallelujah. So we are going to sing in a moment. I want to give a heads up to our worship team. We want to sing the Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And that it points us to the light and life that Jesus brings to us. Part of one of the lines is, born to give us second birth. Isn't that amazing? He said, Jesus was born so you could live eternally. And may we get just an impartation during this season. And then I would like to read, it says in, I had a psalm note, Joy to the World. You know Joy to the World? We're going to sing Joy to the World. And I don't know any Hanukkah songs. But Joy to the World is based on Psalm. Let me find it. Okay, I found it. It says, oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. For his right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. So you got, God's inviting us to sing a new song. And we're going to claim his marvelous things that he's doing all around you. And his holy arm has gained you the victory. What area are we praying about? Well, I think 2 weeks ago I talked about, I want you to claim five mighty things the Lord, you are praying God will do for you. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. Anyway, Joy to the World is a Christmas carol talking about Jesus, not only as the little baby, but as the victorious warrior and a judge of all the nations. And it says, points out Joy to the World really basically tells us that part of your destiny is to joyfully worship the Lord through now and throughout eternity. You are going to be worshiping the Lord. So I want you to kind of come around. I want the worship team to take their place. And what we're going to do is we're going to sing, number one, if that's all right, Jenna, we'll sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And so come up here. Come close, all of you. Where's the bear? Is Winnie is going to sing with you. Huh? Did someone say that he has difficulty singing? And, I may have to appoint someone to hold him. Who would like to hold Winnie? Would he like to hold? Absolutely. Let him. Oh, you want a hug too? Yes. And you might stand in later. Anyone who wants a hug, you can stand. Let them get a hug from Winnie. All right, guys, stand up. Come. And we're going to sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And part of what I'm trying to point out is get in the glory. The atmosphere is pregnant. Don't take the carols for granted. It was in the midst of singing that song that I had the vision of this man. And as I got the gift, two gifts from him today, I realized, wow, all of that came through a prophetic word that I had 17 years ago. And now he has a whole mountain with some of the greatest sculptures and thousands each year visit that place. It was all in that vision. Amazing. Hallelujah. Come up close. Cindy, you and company can take the mic and help them worship. Already? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we worship you. We welcome your glory. This Christmas 2017 is loaded with the glory of God. By the way, this Hark the Herald Angels Sing was written by John Wesley's brother, Charles Wesley. And he wrote some of the greatest hymns, and then some others added to this, but it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing, glory to the newborn king. Say glory.
Glory.
To the newborn king.
To the newborn king.
And he's not just king of England. He used to be the king of Austria. Remember, where is Dan? And at this time of the year in Germany and all across Europe, they show this movie called Sissy. And it's 1, 2, and 3. And it's about a princess in Austria. But a very sweet story. Kind of based on a true event. But it's talking about kings and queens and things like that. But this is not a human king. We're talking about the King of all kings. Say, King of kings.
King of kings.
Amen. Peace on earth and mercy mild. And what's happening through this baby Jesus, God and sinners are being reconciled. Joyful, all you nations rise. And as we have gone to nation after nation, and some of this, may we see more of it in our lifetime, that we are going to see entire nations recognize Jesus. I was hearing more and more reports, even this week, of in the Middle East nations, so many thousands of Muslims are getting a revelation of Jesus through dreams. There is something that's happening over the Middle East, that dreams and visions are coming on the Muslim. And the first opportunity they have, they give their lives to Jesus Christ. So it's an amazing thing. And we are claiming the nations for the Lord. Remember that part of it, of the kingdom, as the kingdom message comes, one of the major things that happens, what is your favorite? During this season, what is the movie that is so often shown? Yes, that's great. Also, Bruce Willis's what was it? I'm being naughty. Anyway, but one of the most often, not the only one, but among, that's good. But Christmas Carol. So I was wanting to play some Christmas music You can go on the 800 channels and in DirecTV. And so I was writing some things, but I wanted Christmas music. And as I turned, by accident, I first turned on TV, and Christmas Carol was being shown. And Bonnie heard that, and I was about to turn to the music, and she said, "I want you to record that." And the version was Georgie Scott. I mean, some of you, yeah? That's very good. My favorite is, it was black and white, the Alistair Sims. Am I making sense to you, some of you guys? Have you seen some of these Christmas Carol movies?
Yep.
There are different versions. All of them good. This one was George C. Scott. But, and he did quite good being a meanie. He was a mean Scrooge. Mean. You got a mean look? Give me a mean look. Exactly. So, but I was so impressed by the look. And then, as the ghost of Joseph Marley, is it Jacob Marley? Jacob Marley comes. The chains. And one of the points he makes is, I built these chains by making the wrong decisions. And mostly the decisions were selfishness. I'm only thinking about self, not others. Greed. And now it's George has got, Scrooge is doing the same things and getting meaner and meaner and meaner. And then the Christmas spirits come. And what happens? And that's an important thing for us. When I received Jesus, I was transformed. Now, suddenly you realize you become more like Jesus. And you think of others more than you think of yourself. Of course, you have needs and all that. But there is a transformation. Say transformation. So you find George, he wakes up from this, some of his scariest dreams. And he opens the window and sees a little kid. He says, "Hey, young man, what day is it?" And he says, "It's Christmas Day." He said, "Wow, I didn't miss it." But his reaction now is total. He is totally transformed. And he's happy. And he's saying, "Hey, there is a big turkey." Now, I don't know in the original whether it's a goose. It was a goose, wasn't it? But this was kind of a little bit Americanized. So during that time, it would be a big goose. But now... yes. Correct. Oh, yes. Yes. I may show you a picture of my goose hunt. We call him out. But anyway, that's a different story. But he tells the kid, "Buy the biggest turkey there." He said, "You mean the one that's as big as me?" He said, "Yes." And then if you do it quickly, I'll give you half a crown. And he has become a generous, even for someone he has never seen. I'm going to give. And then he's buying a biggest goose to give as a gift to a family that's in need. And the transformation is amazing. And I was struck by the way that George Scott showed the meanness and then the transformation. Say transformation. So may we go from glory to glory, that we love on others, think of others, and bless others And that's the true, part of the true Christmas spirit. And so as we say joy to the world, join the triumph of the skies with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Christ by highest heaven adored. So it's not just us. Heaven begins it, but we join them. Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come. That means they had been waiting. The last prophetic word had been 400 years. So they say, hey, it's about time God showed up. We have been praying. Late in time, behold him come. Offspring of a virgin womb, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. See, that's the three in one. He's talking about this is the deity. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Pleased as man with men to dwell. Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. Amen. So, Jenna and team, I'll let you talk over. Let's sing Hark the Herald Angels, and then we'll sing Joy to the World. And if you feel inspired, you can sing another Christmas carol. Hallelujah. Glory.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.